More Hill Mounts Academy Coaches Insight program continues here on KARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got the Ravens boys coach, Christian Wessel, joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. No game this week with the weather, but coach, a game we can discuss from last Friday, and a big one outside or coming out after the break with a 30-point win at home over ACCHS, 58-28. Obviously, a good way for your team to start that 2025 portion of the schedule.
Yeah, it's always good to come back and get a win. You know, we were definitely ready to play games, had a lot of practices. You know, everybody was just antsy to start playing, and so it's good to get out and play and, you know, still, you know, lean on our roster right now. So just a lot of kids still gone for break and then out on travel, other travel too. And so just a lot of opportunities for kids to really step up, and they did that. And I was proud of our effort. I thought offensively we could have probably performed a little bit better as far as better ball movement, attacking the basket a little bit better. But I thought defensively, I thought we played well, and I think we've cleaned that up lately, so that's good.
Yeah, is it just how challenging is it this week, you know, with no game on Tuesday, obviously school not being in session, and, you know, just trying to navigate the postponements and the cancellations? Do you have certain things you can have your kids do if they're stuck at home, or is it just kind of it is what it is kind of scenario?
Yeah, you just encourage them to, you know, stay safe and keep moving. We were able to practice yesterday, which was really nice. And so we really only had one day so far of this delaying us in basketball. And so we're keeping everybody moving and just practicing and focusing on the next game. And, you know, it's kind of the same old thing as it is when the weather's not bad. Just always working as hard as we can for what we have to choose from.
Well, you do have a scheduled game on tap coming up on Friday, taking on Jefferson County North, and they're still waiting to play their first game out of the holiday break. They went into that break coming off a loss to Pleasant Ridge, but what can you tell us about this JCN team?
They're a young team. We saw them earlier in the right before going into Christmas break, and we played really well that night, so I obviously would like to just replicate that. But they play really hard, and, you know, I think it's one of those games that if we don't come ready to play, it could always turn ugly. And, you know, they're young, but they play with a lot of heart and fight, and so we need to make sure that we match that. And, you know, as we kind of start getting everybody back, it's a lot of it's going to be about kind of finding us some flow and some routine again. Yeah. And getting kind of back to playing our style.
Yeah, you mentioned that first go-around with Jefferson County North, again, that final 75-38 back on December 17th, and now another tilt with JCN coming up on Friday. That'll be on the road. Coach, we really appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it.